As I mentioned, all this is very, very remarkable. If it wasn't remarkable, many of the feds wouldn't be here today to hear what you have to say and hear what you have to discuss and share with us. However, a famous patriarch of the dark side once said, "Luke, I am your father." But he also lit up the night sky with his burning carcass. The point is that it may be fun to be a bad guy, but in the end, when it comes down to an attorney in hell or damnation, a few hours or days behind bars, or the FBI beating down your door in the middle of the night, wouldn't you rather choose the big hat and cliff chin of Dudley Do-Right? Or besides, Dudley always gets the girl, and Olive Oil never chooses Brutus over Popeye. You're all talented, a group of talented people. Your career opportunities and your earning potential will be far greater than any in my generation. The sky is limited, but there is a catch. The old saying is true about not being able to have your cake and eat it too. Illegal activity will never be rewarded, and those hackers that have escaped prosecution may feel like they'll never be caught. But sooner or later, justice will catch up, and they'll realize that no one is invincible. As for those hackers who feel productivity, illegal ways to use their talent, if you do it right, you have absolutely no boundaries. You can go anywhere you want. In closing, I have just this left to say. We, the G-Man of the Department of Defense, in order to form a more secure network, establish firewalls, ensure domestic connectivity, provide for system administrators, promote the changing of passwords, and patch every exploitable hole known to man before Team Split Oak, Global Hell, or the Elves take them apart, do hereby request, in the immortal words of Rodney King, "Why can't we just get along?" Thank you very much. I have 7 minutes, and I'll take any questions you have, or we'll call it even split here. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm glad that's a good question. The question was that he had read an article that myself and Miss Robin, who is my personal hacker, did a demo to some of the higher-ups in the government in which we broke into a system exploiting poor password management, turned on a couple directories, captured some audio through a WAV file, brought it back, turned on some cameras, took their pictures and so forth. And the question was, what was the reaction to the leadership? Shock is probably the best word to sum that up. I think that most in the leadership business understand that people's email is in jeopardy, and they have grown to at least understand that risk. Not sure that the higher up you go in the executive chain that they fully understand the technical ramifications of that capability. But when you turn on a capability to their local PC that captures them speaking, or if they happen to be silly enough to leave their camera plugged in and you can take their picture while they're speaking, that kind of really makes them quickly aware of the vulnerabilities of the technology and where to place it and so forth. I gave that demonstration to some folks at the Army War College, and I'll tell you a little funny story here. There was a lady in the front. You could tell by her body language she was extremely nervous and under significant stress, which worried me because it is not my intent when I do these presentations to put anybody in a heart attack mode. So I finally stopped the demo. I asked Miss Robin to quit for a minute. And I asked this lady straight up, I said, "Is there something I can do for you? I mean, would you like a glass of water or something of this nature?" She said, "No." She said, "You know, I'm really pissed at my husband. And I'm trying to understand what my demonstration had to do with her present feeling about her husband." And I said, "Well, why is that, ma'am?" And, I mean, I started the conversation. She had my interest, a couple hundred people in the audience. I said, "Why is that?" She says, "You know, I told him to take the computer out of our bedroom." I think we at least made one convert that day. Any other questions? Sir.
Around that some U.S. letter agencies are
I really don't know anything about that, so I can't comment on it. Sir? One of the problems with having served 24 years on active duty is my hearing has gone somewhat. Could you come closer or have someone repeat the question, please?
Talking about, how do you feel about utilities like back orifice,
lock back, the ability? Okay, a fan I am not, obviously. Although I am willing to trade the Colt. I have a very nice Army Information Assurance Cup, and I'll trade them for a CD and a T-shirt. There's no big secret if you've watched the media and so forth that back orifice causes some degree of stress and concern. Of course, you can continue to do those kind of things. That's your First Right Amendment. Again, I mentioned yesterday that case law is a bad thing to be the first one in. Don't be surprised if sometime, someday, people are held accountable for these kind of applications and the damage they caused, and that's about all I'll say at this point. Sir?
Wouldn't it be fair to say that even though it happens to a lot of the attention, the real threat to just about anybody's system, whether it's corporate or DOD or whatever, is really the user and their lack of experience, expertise, education, and that you're anybody that's in the security field right now is concentrating too much on worrying about the hacker and not educating the user properly?
I think it's an age-old the question. I'll try to rephrase it. The concern is whether we ought to educate our users more and worry less about hackers, or focus on the education of our system administrators. I am one of a growing school, I think, that says a user shouldn't be any more educated than using the system, and the system administrator, the service provider, ought to be wholly responsible for securing and the integrity of that system. I think that we are focusing our attention and our resources on the system administrator, the service provider, the technology infusion to provide that security. The user should have password or access control mechanism, whether it be biographic or biometrics or this kind of thing, but I don't think educating the user on system access is the solution. There is some work to be done there, but I tend to shift that burden to the service provider. Sir? Let me clarify. It's not that I didn't want to talk about it. I truly do not know about it. My job in the department is computer network defense, not computer network attack. Okay, and I focus on that. The ethical issues on computer network attack, I'm not sure that I've in my own mind determined what the grounds rules are. We had a discussion last night by the pool with Dr. Honker and a few others about the legalities of a stage of war and what constitutes an attack. In a traditional sense, in the physical world, you throw a bomb at me, it's very clearly that you've attacked me. You shoot at me, and I know this as well. You penetrate my system and violate my sovereignty, folks consider that to be an attack as well. But from a legal perspective, I don't know what constitutes an attack, and I don't know that Congress will wrestle with that anytime soon. Should we not counterattack in the same manner that we are attacked? Those are decisions that have to be made by people way above my food chain. And again, I'm not answering your question, but I simply don't have an answer for you. Is the next speaker here? Because I don't want to get into your time. Okay. Your question, sir. I don't know that either. Okay, I have run out of my time. I appreciate, again, the invite here. I appreciate your attention, and have a great rest of the conference. Thank you very much.